Hello. Calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support.
Okay, Dick, it's for you. Take it.
Hello.
Yes, hello, sir. My name is Yvonne. I am calling returning callback, sir.
Yeah.
Is there any way, what can I do to help you today, sir?
I have two charges on my account, and I did not make them.
Okay, sir. So what I need is your zip code, sir?
49056.
56. And your name, sir?
Richard Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S.
Okay, sir. If you could just hold on one moment while I try and pull up your account. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you again, sir, for waiting. I'm still right here. And Richard Curtis, found your account, sir. Give me a few moments to bring it up. Can you verify your address for me, sir?
P.O. Box 191, Grand Junction, Michigan.
Just one moment, sir. I'm waiting for your account to come up. Okay, sir. I see a charge of $68.89.
Yes.
Mhm. It's a charge on your account, and as of 11 November the 30th, you paid $6.95 for shipping and handling of cookware.
That's right.
Sir, when you paid the $6.95, you made an entry to a sweepstakes for where this cookware is. And what you did was it gave you a discount membership in your account. You receive $125 voucher that you can go online and spend, sir, with electronics. You get this voucher every month unless your account it's closed, sir. So 11:30, you did this. It was a sweepstake. They haven't shipped it to you, sir, the cookware yet, because they have to call you and let you know that you're the winner of this sweepstake for the cookware pot dishes. And while you did this, this was 11:30, 36 days after you left it, the account still open, I guess, waiting for your cookware. You didn't know that it was in our sweepstakes. And you got a charge of $68.89. They do charge every month. So you put the this in at 11:30. It was left open 2 days. I'm pretty sure you didn't understand the terms and condition because you didn't know if it were a sweepstakes, sir. But there is a valid charge of $68.89 on your account. So what I can do is help you today. What would you like to do with the account, sir?
I would like to cancel the account.
Okay.
And I will dispute the $68.89.
Okay, sir. Have you done this already, sir, or?
Yep.
Okay, sir. So I'm going to cancel your account for you. Just give me a moment. Thank you. I'm still here, sir. I'm about finished. To give you a confirmation number. Okay, so what I've done is I canceled your account, sir, so you won't receive any more charges on here. I did note that when I spoke with you, I explained the terms and condition of the sweepstake that your cookware was in, and you let me know that you are already disputing this, the bank was disputing this with you for the charges, which was $68.89, sir. And your confirmation number will be Charlie 681-241-583, sir. And you hold on to that if anything should come up, but your account is closed. I explained the cookware is where they have to notify you and if you won already. And everything else is done, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Can you cancel the $68?
Well, sir, what you mean, can't you mean just make it go away, or because it is a valid charge, sir? And since we were on here, I was going to offer you, since it was a valid charge, to try and refund this for me, and you was telling me the bank is already disputing these charges on your account. Is that correct, sir?
They aren't yet, but they will be as soon as you hang up.
Well, sir, what I can do, I can offer you 35% on this account to get back to you.
No, I don't want your account.
I mean your money. The charge on there, the $68.89, sir. I'm sorry. I can offer you 35% on the $68.89, so you can get your part of your charge back, sir.
No, thank you.
And I can offer the most I can do. As a courtesy, I can offer you 50%, sir.
I am not interested in 50%. I want 100%.
Okay, sir. I can't cancel it because it is a valid charge, sir, but I did cancel your account, and what you were telling me, I just noted that just to say that you told me this and you spoke on this, so I did do as much as I could for you, even offering you you want the 100% back. So, sir, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, I'd like the $6.95 back, too. Since I'm not going to get that cookware.
Huh.
Yeah. Look, that was... You're almost in the scam business here. Now, what are you...
I'm not in the scam business, sir. What I'm doing, was hired to do, was to be part of customer support, where I can give you can call and get a call back from someone like me, customer support, and I could take a look at your account and let you know what's going on or explain to you, sir. I'm not scamming. I'm just trying to help, sir. So
the company, not you, is the
scam. Oh, the company. Okay, sir. I take that. I apologize for that part. I hear that so much when I'm just trying to help, sir. So. So you said you haven't did the dispute yet or whatever, sir. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, since I offer this, you want 100% of this. So I'm going to go and do a refund for you for the complete thing since you said you haven't started your dispute or anything. Just to show you, I'm just here to help. So Since you did all that and told me in an account, what I'm going to do is refund this back to you. I have to make more notes. The complete it's $68.89 to you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that for you. I got to make another note. Okay. Okay, it did go through, sir. For the $68.89, you'll receive it in 3 to 5 business days. It'll go back into your account, sir.
Okay.
And if you wait a minute, I'll give you, well, I gave you a confirmation number. Come on. And I'm going to go back and where the most, I was going to tell you the most recent charge is what I can handle, sir. Since you wasn't getting anything, I took care of the $68.89. I could do that because it's the most recent charge you had. The other one is that you had started the other part for shipping and handling. Sir?
Yes?
What do you want me to do? I was just explaining I can do your most recent charge that was on the account that showed there for the shipping and handling. I understand. I explained the sweepstakes to you, but I'm only allowed to do the most recent charge, and that was $68.89, sir. That I'm going to get back to you in full.
We'll forget the $6.95.
Okay, sir. Hold on just one moment. Let me take care of this. Make sure I put my notes that I did. Go back. Okay, so I'm going to give you this. Okay, so.
Yes?
I'm just putting some notes here that I went back and refunded $68.89 since you told me after the fact that you hadn't disputed, your bank hadn't disputed the charges yet, just to cover myself, sir, and... I could do that for you. And 5-3. Could you take this number down for me, sir? Since I had to do two notes and do the refund for you. This is another confirmation for the refund. And it's Charles 681-241583, sir. I'm hoping I don't get in trouble for this, but you did pass the part where I could refund it back to you, but you did it afterwards. But I'm just covering myself. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay, you have a nice day, sir, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too, sir.
That's better than I thought you were going to get.